Here we go. That's Mem Tes on the base. I'm learning what it says in the Mishnah. Hoy na arba. Ketzer. I'm sorry?
It's going to smell, right? Huh? Put it on for 2 hours.
You kashing your oven, Mr. Rapport? I was on mute. Oh, I'm sorry, I was on mute. We didn't hear what I was saying. Okay. Okay. Shalom Aleichem, Mr. Rapport. And Mordechai, ready to go? Mem Tes Amud Beis. Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. Okay, this is the mathematical Gemara, the Mishnah. And this is the Mishnah. Okay, here we go. Hoyna Arba, the Mishnah, daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. Mr. Rapport, are you kashering your oven now? I can smell. Are you kashering your oven now?
Am I what?
Kashering your oven.
Yeah.
I can smell what I can smell. I can smell the fumes.
Well, you have a good sense of smell.
No, it's through the computer. Well, you think? Well, you only can see and hear through the computer. You can't smell through the computer. Alts. Why not? Why can't the computer recreate smell? Madach, you can recreate vision and sound. It should be a klinikai, no? All right, okay. Let's learn the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. Hoyno arbo kesef me eshem viarbo. Hoyno, okay? You go into the store and you buy something and you're cheated. You pay too much, you pay too little. What is the law? The basic law is, let's review the halach before. If the mistake is less than a sixth, then it's fine. Nothing happens. That's the way it goes. Either you pay too much, you pay too little, everything, you know, that's the market. If you paid more, if the mistake is more than 1/6, mekach batel, the whole transaction is batel, you're entitled to get back your money, and you give back the object that you purchased. If it's exactly...
Are you serious?
What's your...
Sorry?
Who sets the price? The market?
The market. No, I guess it's the average in the market. It's a good, very tough question. How do you set the price? I assume that we don't have to delve into that. I assume there is an industry standard. It's a market
you
price.
I'm teaching this in microeconomics. You have a perfect competition that's the price, right? And you as your individual firm have to take the price. On the other hand, if you have a monopoly, the monopolist sets the price. There is nobody coming and out. You control the product. Your product is unique. You can set the price whatever you want. Whether you get the price is another shiloh. So what are we talking about, monopoly, or are we talking about perfect competition?
Good question. I don't know the answer. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know the answer. I have no idea. But let's put that question aside for now. We have enough to discuss without that question. Whatever it is, however the price is established, whether it's established by the government, maybe the government establishes the price. Maybe there's a commission. There is a...
Nixon, remember, under Nixon froze wages and prices. Remember, gas, people had a line up, clean and set free.
So what do you do? He set the price of gasoline. No one's allowed to charge more.
Yeah, you couldn't. In fact, that was the rule. Inflation and wages. He set both to control prices. He didn't want prices to go up too much.
Okay, in economy. So whatever it is, there is someone out there. Whether it's a government, whether it's a monopolist, whether it's maybe today due to technology you're able to do this. They always say on the news, what is the average price of gasoline? Can they go? They able to do this today? All of the gas stations are interconnected electronically, and you go, you can get the price. Like you have an app. There are many apps, and they want to know where can I get gas the cheapest within a certain radius. Within a certain radius where I live, where is the cheapest price for gas? So, whatever, you follow the average price in the market, or you'll follow what the monopolist, what the owner, the one who created the product, what he says. Look over here in Avenue J. We over here with Zoichet to live over here in Avenue J. There's a non-kosher pizza store. I don't know if they're still around. It used to be this, I think it's still there, non-kosher pizza store. And they set the price of pizza for the whole New York City. They were like, they used to have these celebrities would come there. I don't know what's so good about this pizza. It's a non-kosher pizza on Avenue J. You know what it's called? They wrote over the New York Times. It's Mamish over here on Avenue J next to Rabbi Rotner Shul. On Avenue J in East 15th Street in the corner, this dingy, dirty little corner store, Ferrara Pizza, I don't know what it's called over there. And the New York Times says they set the price for the whole New York City. When they go and they raise the price, all of the stores in the whole New York City raise the price based upon they used to charge, I remember years ago, it was a big zach. They raised the price to $5. Oh, if they raise the price to $5, the whole industry now has to go and whatever they're charging until now, that's like the standard. Okay, I bought a piece of pizza not long ago, about a week ago. I went to Big Eliza and I was very hungry. I went across the street to the store there, $4 a slice of pizza, $4. Okay, so there's an industry standard. And if a person pays money and he pays more than a sixth than what he should pay, then the whole transaction is batel umevutel and you're entitled to get back your money and you get back the merchandise. If you pay less, if the mistake is less than 1/6 of the industry standard, then the sale is a good sale. And that's it. There's nothing you can possibly do. If the mistake is exactly 1/6 of the market price, then the sale is valid, but you are entitled to get back your money. Okay, so these are the three golden rules of Oino. If the mistake is more than a sixth, the mekach is batel. If the mistake is less than a sixth, it's good. If the mistake is exactly a sixth, it's good, but you are entitled to get back your money. Now, the Mishnah here makes that statement, and the Mishnah here tells you a sixth.
You pay some money back. You go down the block and see. Maybe it's 1/6 plus. I told you
why. Oh, so the truth is, when it comes to food, I don't think there's dinner by food. Oh, you know, these are very complicated halachas. You have to go sit down and spend a lot of time learning halachas. I don't know if there's dinner by food. I know it's by metalpoint, by karka, there's certainly no oino. When it comes to real estate, there's no oino. You can charge whatever you want. You don't have to give back a penny. When it comes to food, I don't think there's a dinner by food. Oino is only by merchandise. By merchandise, and also, I'm not so sure it applies in America. Zman hazeh. Okay, these are very beautiful halachas. I wish I had some time to learn something. I had the energy, I had the will, I had the passion to learn something, not be an Amaritz my whole life, and learn these halachas in Shulchan Aruch. But in the meantime, we'll see what's over here in the Mishnah. Visually it says, Hoyna, Arba, Kesef, Me'eshim, Yarba, Me'eshim, Yarba, Kesef. Which means, it means four coins of kesef from 24, which means a sixth. How many? 24 divided by 6 equals 4. 24 divided by 6 equals 4. So therefore, four kesef. We want to welcome to the Beit Midrash, Shlomo Rabinowitz. He looks a little bit purple. The coloring on your computer is not really good. Maybe you can adjust the coloring. You look discolored. You have a purplish hue to you. Maybe that's it, I don't know, but there's something over here. Mr. Rapid also looks like he's a purple shirt, but that's a dark blue shirt. All right, let's go weiter. Hoyna, we're looking over the Mishnah, Memtes Amid Beis. Memtes Amid Beis. Hoyna, Arba Kesef, Me'eshim V'Arba Kesef. Four coins out of 24 coins. Which means kesef may eshim v'arba kesef when there are 20. No, I didn't say it correctly. Oino is arba kesef when there are may eshim v'arba kesef l'sa, when there are 24 coins in a saw. One saw, a sella. One sella, a sella is a large silver coin, and this large silver coin is broken down into 24 smaller coins. So if you have been cheated, that you have paid in the ratio of 1/6 more than the merchandise, you are entitled to cancel the transaction. Okay, that's what it is. In other words, the mission tells us, makes the calculation for us. If the mistake is 4 out of 24, that means that it's 1/6. It's a shesus.
Will he overcharge back? keep the item. He goes back to the merchant and says, look, you overcharged me by 6. I checked with somebody, you owe me extra money, give me the money back. I want to keep the item, but I want you to pay me for the overcharge. Can he do that?
I don't think so. I think if the seller, give me the item back, if the seller demands, I'll give you back your money, give me the item back, I think the seller wins. Once the fraud is more than the 6, it's as if the transaction never took place. The transaction is not valid. So if the seller says, you know what, give me back my object and I'll give you back your money and goodbye, he can do that. Because the transaction is canceled. It was never a transaction to begin with. Only when the transaction is exactly 1/6, then the transaction is valid. You cannot force him, no one can force you to give up your item. But you're entitled to get back the money, the extra amount of money. If it's less than a 6, you get nothing. Sorry, buddy, I charge you more. I have high quality stuff. I don't care what they charge out there. I'm charging over here a little bit more. Too bad for you. Well, let's see. So over here, it gives us the ratio. The ratio is 4 to 24, which means shesus lemekach, a 6 to the mekach. Now, the Gemara over here is using a word, mekach. And this word mekach needs to be defined, and that's the Gemara's first sugya. We'll see in a second. Ad masai mutu lachsar. Now let's say, Taka, you were cheated. Let's say you were cheated. You paid a 6th more than you should. You only can cancel the transaction within a very small window of time. The amount of time that you would take you to go to an evaluator and examine the item and find out from a professional how much it's worth, and then you realize, wait a minute, I paid too much. Then you can go back and you can cancel the transaction. But once that amount of time passes, you lose. You lose the money, and you're stuck with the item. There's nothing you can do. You lose the money that is. And what is that amount of time? I don't know. You have to make an assessment. You know, business days. In America, no one's going to answer the phone for you on Saturday and Sunday. So what are you going to do? You're going to have to go wait at 5 business days, whatever it is. The amount of time in the industry that it takes to get an item professionally evaluated. Once that window of time passes, then you lose the money, and someone has to set that standard. Ad kidei shayire litagor, the amount of time that's reasonable to show, display the item to a merchant, to your relative. Next, Rabbi Tarfon Belud. Rabbi Tarfon, he gave a psak halach in the city of Lud. This is relevant for the Haggadah. The Haggadah, one of the 5 members of the dream team that was sitting in Bnei Brak, was Rabbi Tarfon. Who is the dream team? Who is the dream team? The dream team was Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. These are the biggest Gedolei Yisrael, the 5 biggest Gedolei Yisrael. This is called the Dream Team. And where were they? Bnei Brak. What is Rabbi Tarfon doing in Bnei Brak? Rabbi Tarfon lives in Lud. So what's he doing there? This is the Bar Vustakash in the Haggadah. This is one of the big tzarchins of the Haggadah. What is Rabbi Tarfon doing in Bnei Brak when he should be in Lud? Yeah, the Kasha Shlemi.
Yes, sir.
So, where are you going for the Seder? Where are you going for the Seder, the Passover Seder?
All the way to Cedarhurst.
You're going to Aliza.
I'm going to Aliza, yeah.
And the demolition team.
The demolition team, yeah. They're coming to us for Shabbos.
Do you have any girls? Do you have a girl? She has a girl?
No girls.
Only boys.
Six boys.
Wow, you can do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Is your home childproof?
No.
Well, yeah.
They're not little. They're okay.
They can do even more than. What about the one in Texas?
He's coming for Yontif.
The whole Yontif?
Yes. Well, he may go back and forth, but his wife and child will stay.
How's the girl? How is she, this little girl?
Okay, she's good, Baruch Hashem.
They took her out of the straitjacket?
They did. That was a long time ago.
They
took her out of that stuff. And out of a helmet also.
Helmet? What was the helmet for?
To form the head better. I don't know.
Weiter. Okay, so Idmar, back to the mission. So Ritarvan was in Lud, and what did he pass? He disagrees. He says Ayna is a third. How many 8s are there in 24?
3.
Oh, so I know the shir I know is the shir oinah is a third. Okay, so here he says, it's 8 coins out of 24 coins, which is, when there are 24 coins, lesela, which is shlish lemeka. Okay, so he paskin that the shir oinah is a lot more. In order to void the transaction, you have to cheat your customer by a third. If you cheat him only by a sixth, you get away with it. You got to cheat him by a third. So when the merchants in Lud, they heard about this new psak halacha from Rabbi Tarfon, that the cheating, you can get away with it, even if you cheat up to a third, they were thrilled. Because now is more opportunity to commit crimes. More opportunity to take advantage of the vulnerable and the ignorant and to steal their money. So they were thrilled. So v'samchu tagari lud. So when he saw they were very happy, so then he told them, wait a minute, there's a part two to my halacha. When can the buyer void the transaction when there is fraud? Forever. Omar lohem, kol hayay mutu lachzar. Not the whole forever, but the entire day, which basically means the window of time that I'm giving the merchant, the buyer, to come back and say, I want to cancel the transaction, is much longer than the opinion of the Chachamim. The Chachamim, on the one hand, they said that the Noah is much smaller. At six, you can already declare, you make it void, null and void. But they only gave you a very short period of time to go and declare it to be a fraud. I'm giving you a much longer window of opportunity. So what would you like? If a person was a ganav, and was looking to take advantage of the vulnerable, put yourself in the mind of a person that's that an unethical person. What would he prefer? Would he prefer that you have that oinah should be less? In other words, there's more of an opportunity for the buyer to cancel the loan, but that comes with a trade-off in a very short window of opportunity. Or would a person prefer they be able to make a fraud with cheat someone with a much larger amount, but that person has a much longer period of time to find out that it was a fraud? So the merchants in Lod, who were evil and looking to take advantage, they figured they could make much more money ripping off people, stealing from people, with the sheet of the Chacham, even though the amount of fraud is only a sixth, not up to a third. The benefit of a sixth and not a third is the Chacham hold that the buyer only has a very short window of opportunity to come back and say, this is a fraud. Okay, it's like scalping, make small profits. Instead of being a day trader and make large profits or long period, you take little profits. This was their mahalach. Herr Meisa? Mr. Goldberg, you hear the story?
1 minute, I need some tissues here.
No food though. You can't have any food here. Diet, on a diet. The reason why you have to keep the Pesach is because before Pesach begins, you have to go on a diet to make room.
I heard that this morning.
When you hear that?
Young Israel of Midwood.
I didn't say that this
Some
morning.
Some guy, Ephraim Levine.
I didn't say that. I didn't talk about matzah. Oh, well,
I spoke about matzah.
All right, individual gili shchina. Customized gili shchina. Right. Amar lohem kol hayoy mutu lachzar. Amar loy. So he said back to him. The people in the merchant of Lud, they said, yanich lan avitafen b'mukanenu v'chajl d'vichacham. You know what? Go home. Let us leave us alone in our location. Let us do what we were doing until now. And they only wanted to accept the opinion of the rabbis who hold that the shiur of Arnoi is a sixth, but the benefit is the sixth, but the benefit for them is you have a very short period of time with an opportunity to go and to declare to be a fraud. Okay, we learn the mission. If we only learned this mission alone, we could die. Dayim. Now we have to go learn the Gemara. Itmar, Rav Amar Shesus Mekach. You know this sugya? One most famous sugya in the whole Shas. Most famous sugya in the whole Shas. Money. We're talking about money. Money is always relevant. Shesus Itmar, Rav Amar Shesus Mekach. Shaninu. Ushmul Amar Shesus Mohus Nami Shaninu. Even though the Mishnah says the word Mekach, the Mishnah went out of its way to say that it is a shesus limekach. Yet along comes the Hilchos Shmuel and says lav davka. When the Mishnah says shesus limekach, it means even a shesus limois. You hear my son? It's two din. There's a din shesus limekach and there's a din shesus limois. What does it mean? So the Gemara is going to explain to us. Okay, therefore, Shmuel is just the most nami shninu. Shlomi, you remember this? Remember we learning this with them together in Daf Yomi Shir? You remember this? Nami shninu, nami shninu. And the Gemara explains, shavei shisa b'chamsha. Let's say the object is really worth in the market 6 coins, and I sell it to you for 5 coins. So I'm selling it. So who got ripped off? In this case, who is the one? Who's the one that got ripped off? The seller. This item is really worth market value. Who sets the market value? I don't know. Wherever it is, the average. Like I told before you came, I told you that you have an app on your phone, the price of gas. They always say in the news, what is the average price of gas right now in New York State, New York City? Within your app, within a radius of 3 miles from this location, what is the average? So the computer is connected. Every single gas station in New York City is connected electronically to a central location, and every time they change the price, it goes into the database, and then the computer can make an average. What is the average? What is the average price of gasoline in the United States of America? What is the average price? They want to judge Biden versus Trump. When Trump was president, the average cost of gasoline was $1 less than it is today. Okay, so there's an industry standard, which we're going to assume now is going to be the average price. So let's say the average price of gasoline is $6 a gallon. Chas v'shalom. Let's say it's $6. Okay, $6. Shavi shisa b'chamsha. And the buyer only gave me $5. Who suffered a loss? Who suffered over here? Shlomi Rabinowitz. Who suffered? The seller. The seller. If the item is really worth $6 and I only receive payment of $5, it is the seller who is the loser. He lost a dollar. And the dollar that he lost is a sixth of the purchase price. The commodity is worth $6. The buyer only gave me $5. So I'm missing a dollar. The seller says, I have been subject to fraud. Oh, you know? Shave Shisa. You know, there's someone else that wants you to do that too. I was thinking about this idea. Yeah. Maybe you can help me. I wonder.
He's gonna
do it. He's gonna be the one. I'm gonna watch this. I want to put him in the Lions' den though. Now it's quiet here. Baruch Hashem. Shavei shisa b'chamsha. The commodity is worth $6, and I, the seller, only got $5. Or, shave shisa. Let's say the commodity is worth $6, b'shiva, and the buyer paid $7. So it's a very funny type of. You know, you have to go into the mind of the Gemara. The mathematics of the Gemara is not like what they teach in high school, not like they teach in college, postgraduate. It's a different type of math. Over here, we're calling it a six. We're still calling it a six. If the commodity is worth $6. So how much should I be paying? $6. If I pay an extra dollar, I look at that extra dollar to be a sixth more than what it's worth. You wouldn't call this a sixth in conventional mathematics, because it's really it's a if I pay $7 for what really costs $6, how would you define that? I'm not sure. I'm going to mix up now. But right now, for the sake of simplicity, the commodity is worth $6. And I am paying you an extra dollar. Yeah. So when we look at the original cost of the commodity, six, paying you
extra. Wholesale price and the markup price.
No, we're not dealing over here with the market price. Let's not do it. Let's just, it doesn't really make any difference. Let's just right now, for the moment now, we're dealing one price. We're dealing retail. The commodity costs $6. So the original price is $6. $1 is a sixth of the original commodity. If I pay you $7, that means I have given you, we're calling this oino of a sixth. Because the oino is defined, this is what the Gemara is saying, mekach. How do you define the sixth? For example, everywhere in Shas, when we talk about choymesh, by a carbon asham, I gotta pay a choymesh. What is a choymesh? A choymesh is a fourth. If you have a dollar, generally, according to what we learned in machlokes from the Gemara, but generally, you'll usually find what is a person's mal behegdish. So you have to pay a choymesh. How much pleasure did you have? A dollar. So how much do you have to pay? 25 cents. In addition to giving back the dollar, you give back 20. What are you talking about? 25 cents is not a choymesh, it's a fourth. So what is the answer? The answer is, well, after you add 25 cents to a dollar, and the sum is a dollar 25, so 25 cents is now a fifth from the outside. Correct? You got that?
I got it.
Okay, so that's clad all over Shas. When it comes to the sugya of shisus, of a six by oina, you don't go that way. That's not the way. That's not the mahalach. You start out with at least according to the Gemara's first mahalach of mekach. You start out with a commodity and you give it a market value, $6. That is where we start and we stop, and that's the end. The commodity in the market is worth $6. How much is a sixth of $6? Shlomi, you know the answer to that question? You're not listening. If you don't know the answer to this question, it means that you're totally, totally gone.
Let me hear it again, one more time.
Yeah, listen. Hey, what's going on over here? Mm. What's going on over here?
Am I the only one? Go ahead.
I don't even know what to say. If you have an object that costs $6,
yes.
What is a sixth of six?
$1.
Oh, very good. He's actually listening.
That was the answer that I said.
$1. Now, if I pay $7 for an item that costs $6, I have paid $1 more than I should have.
Right. That. One over six.
Oh, so you would say modern mathematics is 1/7. Right, so I have paid.
If you're going to the gross margin, you're going to gross.
Oh, Baruch Hashem, we woke up over here. Very good. So, in Echnami, we're going over here with the determination of a shesus is the original market price for the commodity before I pay $1. So, in order, the calculation of what we're going to call more than a sixth, less than a sixth, exactly a sixth, is determined by the market value of the commodity before I pay anything. I have here a commodity. The market value is $6. So right now we both have to realize that if I overpay $1 or I underpay $1, this is called oino b'shesus. 7 and 5 is called oino. How could 7 and 5 be called oino? When it's because that's the way we make the calculation of oino. It's called oino. We only learned this one yesod, it's kedai.
1/6, either above or below.
Why? Because the determining factor of what is called oino is based upon the value of the item before the transaction takes place. So before the transaction takes place, we make an evaluation. It's worth $6.
MSRP.
So if I go and I pay a dollar more than I should, that is called the buyer has been cheated by 1/6. A shesus. If I pay $5, the seller has been cheated by a shesus. What is the law when the fraud is exactly 1/6? The mekach is kayim. The mekach is kayim. There's nothing you can do to null the mekach. But I get back the $1. Now let's say, for example, I pay 50 cents too much or 50 cents too little. So
on
a $6 item. So that means the oino is less than it, so it doesn't make a difference. So therefore the sale is complete. It's complete, and who? Too bad. Too bad for the buyer, too bad for the seller, doesn't make a difference. Let's say I pay $1.25. or I pay $4.75 for a $6 item. So then the oinah is a $1.25. That $1.25 is more than $1 either in either direction, then the mekach is cancelled. This is called what it says in the Mishnah, shesus lemekach. The word mekach is a very vague word, which really in this context means the value of the commodity before the transaction.
MSRP.
Okay. Then along comes the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Nachmal Gemara, Itma Rav, Am Rav says, shesus lemekach, shesus mekach, shaninu. Exactly the way we explained it. Ushmul Amar, Shmuel says, no. Amar, Shesus Mois Nami Shaminu. Now, what does it mean? Then the Gemara is going to explain. Let's look around. The Gemara right. Shave Shisa, if the merchandise is worth exactly six. And it's going to be sold B'chamsha, and the buyer only gives $5. So the seller has been cheated, $1. Or vice versa. Let's say it's Shavei Shisa, and it was sold for a Bishiva for $7. So then the buyer has given $1 more than he should have. Kuliyam Oloi Pligi, the Bosar Mikoch Azlinan. Everyone agrees that in this situation, where the item is worth $6, and you pay $7 or you pay $5, everyone, B'liyo Yitzvim Naklal, the Gantz Welt, the Gantz Oilam holds, the Bosar Mekach Azlinan, this is called Oino. Key, where is your disagreement? Where Shavi Chamsha, the item is worth $5. Oh, so here we're getting into the beautiful case, the Lomisha case. The market value is what?
$5.
And now I pay $6. Bishiso. Oh, so now it's only I paid. If I paid $6 from the inside, it's a fifth. From the outside, after the money I've given, it's a sixth. Now, there's a very big nafkamina.
But you said that it goes by the MSRP.
So that's the machloikas, the hagufa. Rav says, you go, what is it called? The MSRV, what does that stand for?
Manufacturer's suggested retail price.
See it on cars, sometimes an automobile. If you look on a sticker, what
Shlomi
says, correct, you show the man, and then, you know, the dealer tries to give you a story,
that,
we'll give it to you below that.
It's just a gimmick. It's like, you go to Eichler's, you go buy a sitter. So it says regular price is $18.99. Our price is $18.98. Think it's a joke? It's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
Okay.
You actually like that, right?
Yes, all the time, yes. A penny, yeah. They mamish make it a penny, yeah, all the time. Yes, go into a lot, many stores are like this. They make a sale, then they give you a dollar off. The whole thing is baloney, we all know that.
It's psychological, because most people think $18.99.
You gotta get a deal.
$18.99
is $19. It's a whole psychological marketing gimmick. People, it's amazing on Amazon. People that do, they sell on Amazon and eBay. Mamish, for people will buy from you, they get one penny less. There's this, it's a vulnerability of humanity. You gotta get a deal. Even one penny less, they'll buy from you and not from someone else. Mishagas. Okay, so but here's it. Let's say the item is really worth five and you pay six. So here, now there's a very big enough community, because if the oino is more than a sixth, it's mekach tois. The mekach is bottle. So here, chshavi chamsha b'shisa, or b'shavi shiv, well, let's say it's worth shiv, it's worth seven, and b'shisa, oh, is this called a shesus? L'may nafkamina, that the mekach is not bottle, and the money is choizer. So lishmuel, according to Shmuel, the amar bosar mois, and that's exactly what it means, the word mois. We look at it after the money was paid, not the suggested market price, but we look at it after the money was paid. The item was worth $5, and I paid $6. So I paid I know was more than a sixth. And more than a sixth, the mekach should be bottled. No, according to Shmuel, do Amar Basa Moisaz Linon, Edi the Edi Oino Have. According to Shmuel, that says if we go Basa Mois, this also going to be considered Oino Have, which means it's a good mekach and it's not cancelled. L'Rav, do Amar Basa Mikochaz Linon Shavich. So there, they'd be enough to mean, according to Rav, if you go Shavich Hamsha B'Shisa, Bittel Mekach, because then you pay too much. Bittel Mekach Havya. Shavei Shiva B'Shisa, Nechila Havya. Okay, so this is a very big nafkamina. Now, it's a very big nafkamina. No, there's a pella. According to Shmuel, you have a choice. It's hard to really accept this, what Shmuel is saying. It's a variable Shisus. It's not a one-size-fits-all Shisus. There is making evaluation before the purchase, and making evaluation after the purchase. Either or, if you can work it out, that'll come out to exactly 1/6. Either by making the evaluation before the transaction, or by making the evaluation after the transaction. Okay, good enough. You hit the nail on the head. It's exactly 1/6. It's kone b'machzoreinah. According to Rav, no such thing. According to Rav, there's only one way to make the evaluation, and that is before the transaction. After the transaction, then either it's going to be less than 1/6, and it's moichel, you don't get any money back, or it's going to be more than 1/6, and the whole transaction is batel mevatel. So this is the chiddush. So here it says, Ushmul says, Ki aminan, when he goes in mechilu bittel mekach, when he goes in mechilu bittel mekach, heicha, where the leka shisus mishneit stodin, you can't work it out that there should be. This is very creative mathematics. I wouldn't suggest you try this in your tax returns. Okay, there's only one way to add up numbers. It's a pella what Shmuel says, right? Either way, mishneit stodin. Avol hecha diko shisus mitzad echad. From one mitzad echad. Well, let's say there's going to be al hechad ikos shesus mitzad echad. Oy no havio. Nachma. Shmuel says, can you hear me when we go say mechilum bittel mekach hechad deleko shesus mishneit stodin? Al hechad ikos shesus mitzad echad from one of the two possibilities. Oy no havio, to your benefit. Unbelievable. Okay, so this is a yisoidai stigam achleikis. This is a machlokes you cannot forget. Okay, this is a very certain machlokes in the world of business. Machlokes, Rav Shmuel, you got it? Mr. Goldberg, you got it?
I got it.
Okay, Baruch Hashem, at least you came, at least we're studying over here. Tonight, Choyna. Now we're going to bring Rayas, Gantz Shas, go through a whole Shas to bring Rayas, who's right? Rav Shmuel. Tonight, it says in the Mishnah, Choyna, our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says, Dalid Kesef, 4 coins. From 24, which is a sixth. Me eshem v'yarbo kesef, which is me eshem v'yarbo kesef l'sela. When? In the market. Okay, the market fluctuates. Okay, the market fluctuates. Sometimes, I don't know, they play, the government plays around with the money. They raise interest rates, the lower interest rates. They had a whole, they uncovered that the secretary, what is his name? He's still there now. That in the end of Trump's term, he admitted, he confessed. He lowered interest rates in order to make the economy sink, to make Trump look bad, so he should be thrown out of office. He admitted, he confessed. Davar nifla. You can manipulate money. Money can be manipulated. It says here in the Mishnah, what is called a shisus, 4 coins when there are 24 coins in a sela. So 4 to 26 equals a sixth. Good? You want to welcome to the Beis Medrash, Rosh Shiva Shlita, Rabbi Shalimin, Tzadik, Oisek and Tzachei Tzibur, Tzachei Rabin, holding up the world. Vaita. We're middle of Daf Memtes on the base. Memtes on the base. Dealing over here. You know why this sugya is Daf Memtes on the base? Because it's about money. And money is the source of all Tumah. It's Tumah. The Memtes. The Memtes are money. Halavai, mazel tov, halavai, you should get some money. Money, you can buy with money everything. Money is not the only thing. And money's not, the money is not everything. It's the only thing. It's the only thing. Weiter. Which is a kesef l'seller, which is shesus l'mekach. Frech the Gemara. My love, the zovin, shavi eshrin, esrim, the esrin, the arba. The Gemara is making a very, very great assumption, which I don't know why the Gemara is so confident that's the case. So what is the case of the Mishnah, where a person, he bought a commodity that cost 20 coins. A person bought a commodity that cost 20 coins and he paid 24 coins. Okay. Rabbi Shaul Lehman, I don't mean anything personal, but I got to put you on mute because okay, fine. Nothing personal about that. Please forgive me. Vaita, so what is the case? The case is going, we have a commodity. The commodity costs 20 coins, $20, and I paid for it 24. So how much more did I pay? I paid 4 coins more than I should have. My lav, the zovin, shavei esrim, the item is truly worth, according to market value, 20, the esrim, the arba. And what does it say in the Mishnah? This is the example of oina. Ushma mina. Shisus Mos Nami Shanin. Wait a minute, how did we get this over here? 20. And I paid the items worth Shavi Eshrim, the Eshrim Vyarba, Ushmamina. What's the Shmamina? This is the case of this because of Mecca. I'm confused. Ushmamina Shisus Mos Nami Shanin. I'm confused. Let's see the Rashi. What's the Raya? Rashi says, my love is Zavin Shavi Eshrim, Eshrim Vyarba, Vinis Ane Loikeach. The buyer was, he paid 4 coins too many. What? Why is that called a chomesh? Why is it a chomesh? 4 out of 20. Oh no, I'm sorry. Right. That's the case, right? No, I'm sorry. It's good. I made a mistake. I was thinking in the very beginning. The Gemara is making an assumption that he bought an item that is worth 20 coins. And how much did he pay? He paid 4 coins. So 4 out of 20 is, wait, I'm all confused now. I'm all, the Zavim Shavi Esrim, it's worth 20, the Eshim Vyarba, and I paid 24. What do you mean it's a fifth? I paid 24 from the outside, so it's, The item is worth how much? The item is worth
20.
Is 20. So 4 of 20 is. Correct. Okay. I'm all mixed up. Okay, now I got it. So it's a fifth. I'm sorry. It's a fifth. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm all mixed up here. The item is worth 20 coins, and I'm paying 24. So how much more did I pay? I paid 4 coins more than I should. When you take the original item, 4 coins is 1/5. We're looking for a 6th. We're not looking for. After I paid the purchase, so then I paid, and then from the outside, it's going to be a 4th. But from the inside, it's going to be a 6th. It's going to be a 6th on the outside. After, when you get to, in other words, let's review the principle. 24. I didn't really explain the case of most correctly. It's like I told you with the Chomesh. Chomesh Melagav and Chomesh Melabak. Do you look at the calculation of a 6th after the purchase is over? I pay 24 coins. After you get the money, now we're going to make an evaluation. What is a 6th of 20 of 24? What is a 6th of 24? 4. So the evaluation is being made after I already paid the extra amount of money. I gave you 24 coins. Really, I only should have given you 20 coins, but I gave you 24 coins and the money's in your pocket. Now we take the 24 coins that you have in your pocket and we divide it by 6. And what is the number? We divide it by 24. I paid you 4 more than I should have. So 4 more than I should have is a 6th of 24. So the number four is going to be called the Shesus. That is called Oino Bimois, which means after the money is already paid, we look how much more money I paid than I should have, and we calculate that against how much I paid you. Or do we calculate the sixth before I pay you? Before I pay, so that's
the item itself.
Yes. How much is the item truly worth before I pay? Truly worth before I paid for it.
20.
So what? So 4 of 20 is a fifth. Is a fifth. So therefore, what? So that's way too much. The mech should be bottle. The mech should be bottle because I paid way too much. What? That's the machlokes. That's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav learns the determination of oino is determined before you pay. Before you pay, what is the true market value? 20. So what would be the number that would be a sixth? What is a sixth of 20? Shlomi, do the math. What's a sixth of 20?
3 1/3.
3 1/3 would be called oino. But Rav says no. Rav says when you make the determination, that's what Rav holds. Rav holds that's exactly the point. Rav holds that's going to be the amount for oino. You make the determination of a sixth is determined at the moment, before the transaction. It's
but that's
true.
Not what the Mishnah says.
What?
That's not what the Mishnah says.
No, that's the machlokes. No. The Mishnah did not say anything. The Mishnah did not discuss the case. All the Mishnah says is that the sixth is 4 to 24. That's all it said. 4 to 24. Along comes the Gemara, and the Gemara is making an incredible assumption. The Gemara now is making an incredible assumption. It says in the Mishnah, this thing, what is the case? All you told me was a ratio. 4 to 26. That's a sixth. What's the case? I'll tell you what the case is. The case is you have an item that is worth truly in the market 20 coins. And this fellow paid 4 coins more than he should. Now, if you don't like Rav, so you take the item when it's worth 20 and you divide it by 4, so it's 1/5. I give you 4 coins more than I should have. I have given you 1/5 of the market value of this item. What should the law be according to the Shita of Rav? The transaction is bottled entirely because the fraud is more than a sixth. We say more, it means a fifth in this case. So therefore it's canceled. But Shmuel, it's good. Shmuel, because Shmuel does not make the calculation of oino based on the market value of the merchandise before the transaction. He makes the evaluation of a sixth after the transaction has been done. That's Shmuel. The Mishnah does not say anything. All the Mishnah says is that the shear of oino is a sixth. And it gives you a formula. 24 divided by 4. 24 divided by 4 is 6. And now the Gemara here is making a major assumption that the Gemara really needs to discuss the situation where the merchandise is worth exactly 20 and the buyer paid 24. So he paid 4 coins more than he should. And that is called a sixth. That only makes sense according to Shmuel, who holds that the way we calculate a shisus is after the money was paid. I paid you 24, and I really only should have paid you 20. The difference between 20 and 24 is 4, and the total amount that I paid you is 24. So 24 divided by 4 is a sixth. So therefore, it's good. The mekach is a good mekach, and you'll get back the oino. You'll give me back the 4, but the mekach is good. Wait a minute. According to Rav, in this exact case, the mekach is bottle legamri. Because according to Rav, the way you make the calculation is not after the money has been paid, it's before the money is paid. And before the money is paid, the item is worth 20. And 4 of 20 is a fifth. So then there's a mekach toast. The whole thing is cancelled. So the fact that we want to sign the case of the Mishnah is going where the item is worth 20 and I paid 24. So the amount that I paid too much is 4. And we look at that number 4 relative to the total number amount that was paid, which is 24. And 4 over 24 is 1/6. And that's why the Mishnah says, oh, excellent. This is Zoyna, the Mekach is Kayim, and return the 4. It's a clear raya to the Shita of Shmuel that we follow the formula of Mekach, of a Shesus Mo'ois, not Shesus Mekach. Shesus Mekach means we calculate the formula before the transaction. Shesus Mo'ois, we calculate it after the transaction relative to how much was paid and how much I overpaid. So the fact that we're telling over here that this is called Oino is a raya to Shmuel Shesus Mohois Nami Tanina. Let's see the word inside Nachamot. So the movie says Tanan, the Mishnah Oino, Dala Kesef, Neyeshrim V'Arba. Kesef, which is Lasella, which is Shesus Lamekach. My love, isn't it fair to say the case the Mishnah is going, the Zavin Shavi Eshrim, the item was really worth 20, and I paid the Eshrim V'Arba. I paid 24. I paid 4 coins more than I should. And we're now going to evaluate those 4 coins up against the number 24, which is the total amount that I paid. Ushma mino shesus mois nami shaninu. Got it?
I got it.
The Gemara says, loy. That's not the case in the Mishnah. You're not learning the Mishnah correctly. Lo. The zavin shavi eshem vi arbo'o. Be'eshrim. The case of the Mishnah is going where you paid 24. And you really should have only paid 20. So the item is worth 24. The item is truly in the market worth 24. And I underpaid 20. So how much, so when do we make, according to Rav, when do we make the calculation? We make the calculation before the transaction. And before the transaction, how much was the merchandise worth? 24. So what is a sixth of 24? 4. And how much did I underpay? 4. I underpaid exactly a shesus, the mekach is kayim, and the ainah has to go back. That's the case. Loi, the Zavin, it's really worth Shavi, where it's really worth Eshem V'Arba. The true price is 24, and I only paid the Eshem. Fine. So the Gemara, and who is the one? And Mimela, there's one very big nafkamina between the two different ways of learning Mishnah and the Mishnah. Who is the one that was cheated? Was the buyer cheated, or was the seller cheated? The way we start out in the beginning is where the buyer was cheated. He paid 4 more than he should. But now that we have to readjust the case in order that it should not be a kasha on Rav, it should work on Lifi Rav, there's going to be a very big consequence. And that is the Mishnah's case has to be where the seller was cheated. See, why did the Gemara say, my Rav? Oh, the case, and it's going where the Oino is, where it was worth 20, and I paid 24, and that only works out Lifi Shmuel. Because the Gemara wanted to Zetzain the case of Oino is where the buyer was cheated. Ruba de Ruba, who is cheated? In the Welt, the buyer is cheated most of the time. So we wanted to design the mission, the posture of the case, so the buyer is cheated. If the buyer is cheated, we want to go work with the number 24, and you want to go say the buyer was cheated, we don't want to go over the number 24. The only way to make sense is the buyer. The buyer paid 20, the item is worth 20, and he paid 24. But that's only going to make sense, Lefi Shmuel, of Oino Mois. If you want to make it work out according to Rav, mm-hmm. So then you have to say it was really worth 24, and I only paid 20. Okay, so very good. Now it works out according to the Shita of Rav, and it's going to be a sixth from the inside, before the transaction takes place, but there's a very big consequence. And that is the Mishnah's case is going where the seller was cheated. Not so common for the seller to be cheated. It's more usual the buyer to be cheated. So therefore, minis ano, who was cheated? The moicher. Good? Mr. Goldberg. Givaldo. Next.
The seller was cheated.
The seller was cheated. Now we go Amos Sefer. Let's continue the graph in the sense. Let's say Amos Sefer. Admos I mutal hachser. Okay? How long can you go back? Can you go and say, there's a mistake here, I want my money back. How long? Machser I know. So it's machloikis between the Tanakama. And Rabbi Tarfain, is it until the amount of time it takes to go to your friend, your relative, or to an expert and get an evaluation, or do you have the entire day? Ad masim with the lach, sir, bechdei shayira litagar or likroivai. Via Rav Nachman, zok tehilik Rav Nachman, loy shanu, elo, loy keach. Oh, unbelievable now. The whole issue of the second part of the Mishnah where you can go get your money back is only when the buyer was cheated. The buyer paid too much money. He takes his esrog to the rabbi. I told this in the shir in the morning, is when people go to a rav. Why do you bring an esrog to the rav? It's kimat dover shaloi benimsa when the rav will tell you that the esrog is possible. Kimat never happens. You take your esrog, you go to the rav looks at it. Yeah, it's kosher. Is it mehudur? Is it this? How mehudur? Why do people go to the rav? For one reason. The Rav looks at the Ashok and he says to you, how much did you pay? I paid $200. Go back. It's not worth $200. How much did you pay? $40? Very good. Very, very good. Excellent. Have a nice day. You go to the Rav, it's kimat dover shaloi benimsa. The Rav will ever tell about anyone. They line up around the block to the Rabbanim. How many Ashokim do the Rabbanim pass? Almost none. Why do you go to the Rav? They ask you, many of the Rabbanim who know what they're talking about, who know the stuff inside out, how much did you pay? You paid for this esrog $200? Are you crazy? They rip you off. Go back and get a better. It's a kosher, it's for sure kosher. But they ripped you off. That's really why you go to it, to get the satisfaction that you got your money's worth. That's the mitzvah. So the buyer is the one that's cheated, but the seller. The esrog is really worth 24. And the buyer paid 20. The seller is not going around to experts and telling him, oh, I sold the esrog for 20, because you don't have the merchandise in your possession to show and to get evaluated. So the fact that the Mishnah goes on to discuss all of these scenarios is we're dealing with the buyer. We're not dealing with the seller. If you're going to zetzain the Mishnah lefi the shita of Rav, mi nisana, the moicher is nisana. But the Mishnah is not discussing where the moicher is nisana. The Mishnah is discussing where the lokeach is nisana.
So if the moicher has unlimited time to get it back, if the moicher sold it for less than it's worth, much less than it's worth, he has no time limit.
No, the other way around. He never gets it back.
The sale is final.
Only the buyer has a small window of opportunity to get back his money.
Rav Nachman
says loyisher lokeach. I will moicher or oilam choizer. That's what it sounds like.
What?
Yeah.
How can you have
kamer like that? How does the moicher doesn't have the merchandise anymore? How is the moicher going to be able to go find it, to go get it evaluated by a professional if he doesn't have it in his possession anymore?
Okay, but he realizes. Then maybe. He takes the guy over to where it is. I just find it hard to believe the moicher can pick out every time he wants.
I hear. All right, I hope it was worth coming tonight. You learned something.
Learn something? Are you having a share at all next week?
Yes, Thursday. No, Sunday night and Thursday night.
Have a kosher Pesach. Oh, Sunday night we can still do.
Sunday night, after Bedikas Chametz.
Sunday. How long does Bedikas Chametz take? Minutes?
Do you do all seven pieces?
You do the right pieces. You put in 10 pieces, if you find 6, you're okay.
Remind me, I have to say Kaddish to someone. Remind me.
Alright.
Always forget.
Okay.
I have to say Kaddish.